Following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We have a special guest today, Mr. Rob Maloney, who is a union capital of Local 157. Can you tell us a little bit about Local 157?
Local 57 is the Carpenters Local out of Manhattan, New York City, and we build New York City.
Great. So can you describe the New York City and vicinity's partnership with HART 911?
I believe it started after Hurricane Maria when HART 911 reached out looking for skilled carpenters to come and help out in both Puerto Rico and in Texas after the devastation.
The hurricanes.
Yes.
Okay.
From the time of the storm, we had Caribbean brothers and sisters from the union calling up to see if there was going to be any relief efforts in Bahamas and around the Caribbean. And the only thing was we had to wait until Bill Keegan and HART 911 got back to us, because they had to go down there and set up and give us a project before we could just, you know, send people down. So once Bill Keegan got back to us and said HART 911 was ready to man a trip, we got 10 members together and sent them right down. And since then, we've been looping people through, and we've had groups down there since then. We'll continue to have groups down there until everything's up and going again.
So what kind of work did your members do in the Bahamas? Are y'all still there?
Yeah, we have people in Bahamas now, mm-hmm. and we're going to continue to cycle people through Bahamas. And what we did mostly was try to assess what we could fix to get the most people back in a home. Mm-hmm. And once we picked the homes we were going to work on, what we would do is strip off all the damaged material all the way down to the framing and fix any roofs that needed to be fixed, then the plywood, and then put like a waterproof membrane over everything. This way people could get in their house and dry.
So we know about the Bahamas being a place for vacations. Can you describe your experience volunteering in the Bahamas and also in past missions?
Yeah, so when we got there on the trip out to the specific location we were going to work in, all you could see is the devastation from the storm. There was like total towns and little villages completely wiped out, mm-hmm. and there was just nothing left. Where we worked, it was New Plymouth in Green Turtle Cay, and everybody there was trying to get situated and get back in their homes, so everybody was incredibly helpful in doing that, but there's a lot of work to be done.
Okay, so have you worked on any other missions before?
Yeah, I've worked in Puerto Rico three
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
There was a lot of time between each deployment to Puerto Rico, so mm-hmm. it was neat to see the amount of improvements between everything with all the other groups going down. So every time I went down, you could see so much improvement. And the last time I went down, it almost seemed like certain areas were completely back to normal.
That's good. So typically, how many of y'all go down on those trips?
Believe they try to send groups of 10.
And how long do y'all stay for?
About a week. Mm-hmm. Sometimes longer. The last time I went, it was 9 days.
Are you going on another trip soon?
As soon as I can. It's all volunteer work. So
it's volunteer work.
I have to get home and pay the bills.
I know. But we thank you so much for volunteering your service, your time, going down to the Bahamas to help our brothers and sisters there in the Caribbean. The devastation, as you mentioned, is just terrible. It's horrible. So thank you so much to you and the other workers who are taking time off your work and going and help. We really, really do appreciate it, because in the Caribbean, when one thing happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. We all stand together. We fall together. So thank you so much.
We're more than happy to help.
Thank you. And thank you for coming here and sharing your experience.
No problem.
All right.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.